The Voice of Bowen, 95.1 Gem FM.
Of all the saddest words that I've ever heard, the saddest was the story told me by a bird. He'd spent about an hour chatting with a flower, and here's the tale the flower told.
I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, an onion patch, an onion patch. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, and all I do is cry all day. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. The air's so strong it takes my breath away. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch. Oh, won't you come and play with me? Takes my breath away. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, an onion patch, an onion patch. I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch, and all I do is cry all day. Boo-hoo, the air's so strong it... Little petunia in an onion patch. Oh, won't you come and play with me? Boo hoo, boo hoo, boo hoo.
Welcome back to Love Your Garden. This is 95.1 Gem FM, and you're on the air with Judith. Now, I have to say thank you to Maureen for texting in for the last hour, which was mystery, but this hour I have a new secret word, and that word is merry, M-E-R-R-Y, as in Merry Christmas, everybody. Now, the prize is a $100 gift voucher from Pilcher's Mitre 10, a $150 gift voucher from the Cafe at Horseshoe Bay, plus a few other goodies, and a Gem FM merch pack worth $50. Now, it's not going to be the full month this month because of Christmas. So it will be running till the 18th of December, and the winner will be announced on What's Happening in Bowen and Whit Sundays with Roxy on December the 19th. So stay tuned and listen, and good luck, everybody. Now, I know there is not much happening in the garden at this time of year. It's a bit hot for our poor plants to be thriving, although there are some plants that like the heat. I have some portulacas growing well, some cactus, and of course the natives don't mind a bit of hot weather. I have an avocado tree which is doing well as also. It has lots of little avocados growing on it. I also have lots of little ones on the ground that have been selectively weeded out by my tree. Even though these plants like the hot water, they still can't do with it, hot weather, they still can't do without some water. There's not much, and I went into Mitre 10 this week as usual, but there's not much to report there for the same reasons. It's too hot. I'm certainly not going to be gardening in this weather. But they do have some plants coming in. People have been asking for different coloured frangipanis, so they have some red and orange ones coming. There's also another pallet of pots, hopefully arriving next week. They have gazanias, and so hopefully some dwarf bananas. They have ordered them, but they don't know until the order arrives whether they'll be in stock. They have in stock now. There they have bougainvilleas. They have the normal ones, and they have some dwarf ones. And they have some coloured coffea, which I think make really good borders, in stock, and some white ones coming this week. So that's what's happening at Mitre 10. I have some, because this is the last one of the year of my garden show, I've made it sort of Christmassy. although I didn't think I made the last one Christmassy, but I apparently did. I have some Strauss and Andrea Bocelli from the Christmas album with his son Matteo and his daughter Virginia. So I have got all those for you today. And we'll start with Do You Hear What I Hear by Andrea Bocelli and his son Matteo and his daughter Virginia.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere, listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
Thank you.
no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and save my, sight till morning is nigh.
Thank you to Jude and Debbie for texting in my secret word, which is Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, for that wonderful Christmas hamper we've got for everybody. Now, I have a community notice here. The PCYC Queensland's Breaking the Cycle program supports young people to complete their mandatory 100 hours of supervised driving in a safe and suitable vehicle with a volunteer mentor. Now, they want some people, they want to have some volunteer driver mentor apply and support, to support young people learning to drive at Bowen PCYC. You must hold an open license or have or be willing to obtain a blue card. The flexible hours are available. So email lynn.butler@pcyc.org.au or phone 0448 334 163 for more information. So if you would like to volunteer for that, it seems like a good program and it'll help our young people on the road. So the PCYC Bowen Breaking the Cycle program. Now let's talk about pruning. This is a gardening program. The pruning of vines, shrubs, and trees is supposed to be a gentle art. But if you're like me, I look at the object to be pruned and I stand there and go, right, let the battle commence, because to me it's not a gentle art. They fight me all the time. If it's big, not so much if it's small. I guess that's because I really don't want to do it. You'll need a good set of spring-loaded secateurs. Never buy the cheapest. Get them sharpened every season. Never leave them out in the weather to rust. If you paint the handles bright red, they are less likely to get lost in the garden, so they won't rust. The basic rule for evergreens, that's the plants that keep their leaves all year round, and mostly what we have here, I think, is to cut only one third of the total foliage. Brutal pruning will send the plant into shock. Now cut on a downward angle so that water doesn't leak into the wound, and cut new growth back to 3 centimetres beyond the last node on the stem or branch. Take into consideration the shape and direction you want the shrub or tree to expand to next season. A node on the top surface of the branch will send the new sprouts growing skywards. Now, deciduous trees, shrubs and vines are those plants that lose their leaves every autumn. We have some here, but not many. When they do, then their sap goes into a sleep mode. So when the leaves have all fallen from a deciduous plant, it's safe to give it a really hard prune right back to the main sprout area or trunk. Just remember to cut the downward angle and leave those essential skyward nodes so that it can climb back up again when the sap comes up again. Now I have some more of what I said. Andrea Bocelli, When a Child is Born, Strauss. Okay, listen to this.
This
Well, thank you to Kevin for texting in my secret word, which is Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, for the $100 gift voucher for Mitre 10, $150 gift voucher for the cafe at Horseshoe Bay, plus a few other goodies, and a Gem FM merch pack worth $50. Now, plants like to keep an eye on humans. Did you know that? Did you know that your plants can tell when you are coming home from about 2 meters away? You care for them, you water them, and they recognize you. So for their pleasure and yours, remember, when you're planning your garden, put your tall plants go to the back and the smaller ones in the front. If you have an island garden, such as a circular or oval-shaped garden, you'll get a better display if the taller bushy plants are in the center. A mound of soil in the center adds landscape interest. Now, when you buy potted plants for your garden, don't just dig a hole, add water and dump it in. Check out the root system first. A pot-bound plant often has roots growing around and around and around inside the pot. It's important to untangle or cut these carefully so the roots spread out naturally in the soil. It's okay to cut them. Remember that roots regrow and should branch out just like the upper part of the plant. But delicate ferns such as maidenhairs will die if air gets to their roots and they dry out. So don't buy one that's root bound. Roots peeping through the base of a pot are a bad sign. Transplanting ferns has to be done quickly. First, water the pot thoroughly, shake out the plant and put it straight into the soil, very wet soil. Next day, if the fern looks wilted, trim all but the very young leaf curls. If a fern gets scraggly, give it a good haircut, right down to the soil. It won't mind. It'll grow again quite nicely, especially a maidenhair one. I've done that. I've looked at them and they've gone, oh, no, not enough water, and they've died on me. But you cut them back and they will, give them a bit of water, they'll come away again. Okay, now more music. Joy to the World by Andre Bocelli.
Heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. He rules the world with truth and praise, and makes the nations prove the glory and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Joy to the world.
outside, the stars are shining bright. Even though it's turned a little colder, we can light a fire, stay inside. Hear the angels sing, hear the angels sing.
Castagne per le strade, fa freddo e il vento va dicendo nei camini, almeno questa notte dimentichiamo il male. Buon Natale a tutto il mondo. tutto il mondo. Buon Natale con tutto il cuore. Se a te sarà da te la mia voce verrà. Buon Natale a tutto il mondo. Buon Natale con tutto il cuore.
Thank you to Zara, who texted my secret word, which is Mary, M-E-R-R-Y. And you're in for a $100 gift voucher for Mitre 10, $150 gift voucher for the cafe at Horseshoe Bay, plus a few other goodies and a Gem FM merch pack worth $50. Ooh, I wish I could go in for this, but we can't. It's all for you, our lovely audience. So just so you know, your soil types, when experts gabble on about loam, acidic, sandy, clay, deco, here's a quick rundown. Loam soil is the perfect all-purpose soil. It's dark, smells rich and earthy when damp, and has stuff that looks like contents of old tea bags or through the grains of soil. It is light and friable, which means that it's loose in your fingers. Now, acidic soil is fine-grained black and has a heavier consistency. It is rich in volcanic minerals and comes from broken down basalt, the blue metal basalt used on roads. When wet, it gets very gluggy, like the black plains around Moree in New South Wales, and it dries and cracks. A mixture of loam, gypsum and sand will improve it, followed by a planting of worms. Now, sandy soil has high content of sand grains. I'm sure we can work that one out, which are made of silica and ingredient of glass. Now, any nutrients are quickly leached away by water, which drains straight through the glassy grains. A mixture of fine mulch, wood or paper ash, loam and acidic oil will improve it. Clay is what eventually happens to limestone when it breaks down. It's usually an orangey colour. Limestone is what happens to ancient shells and coral under the pressure of time and rock formations above them. So clay has a very high lime or alkaline content, the opposite to acidic. Clay granules hold water and this soil becomes airless and heavy. It is improved by adding a product such as clay breaker, as well as by dissing in some sand and loam plus some vegetable mulch. So digging in some sand, loam and some vegetable mulch will help break up that clay. Now, deco is one I haven't heard of. I know all the others. Well, deco is composed of decomposed granite. And granite is what happens to sand when it has been heat treated in the volcanic ovens of the Earth's mantle. It has a sandy, gritty consistency and is sometimes interspersed with bands of creamy clay, which is old shell grit. Adding gypsum will help. You can also increase the nutrients in deco with your old tea leaves, wood and newspaper ash, and lots of mulched vegetable matter. So that seems like a lot of work to get your deco soil under control. You can use dynamic lifter, and blood and bone will also make deco soil more plant friendly. I have a few more songs here, one from Andre Bocelli and his daughter and son, and some Strauss waltzes.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Gather near to us once more. Through the years, we'll always be together. If the fates allow.
A thank you to Pam for texting in my secret word, which is Mary. It's been lovely to hear from all of you today. Like I said, my secret word is Mary, M-E-R-R-Y. You have time to text it in on 0484-510-152. But it's time for me to go now. If you want to hear these tips again on your gardening, there will be a recording of the show on our website, the www.951gemfm.org. Just click on the Love Your Garden logo and you can listen as many times as you want. My gem for this hour is, sometimes you need the silence of nature to recover from the noise of humans. So this is my last show for Love Your Garden for the year. I'll be back next year. It'll be the second Thursday, the 8th of January, because the first is New Year's Day. So everybody have a wonderful Christmas and a happy New Year. And I will be back next week with Jude's Gems, though. So take care and enjoy your holidays. And I have one more song from Andre Bocelli for you.
Voice of Bowen, 95.1 GEM FM.